Anthony Marr posted on social media that he was looking for a triathlete who would be interested in running, riding tandem, and possibly swimming with him. He added that he's totally blind and looking for someone as a backup in case his main support person or friend is sick or injured. Anthony Marr joins us now. Anthony, did you manage to find a support person?
Yes, I have. I've actually got Michael Wilkie now, who will be backing up with training with me for riding and running and also swimming.
So being a blind competitor, how does it work with a co-rider? Is there a lot of voice or vocal communication?
When it comes to our riding, there's a lot of talking to each other and communicating. Even if we're running as well, we've got to keep the communication up between us on whether, you know, it could be, while running, it could be a rock, it could be even water bars or dodging people. So sure. We've got to make sure that we're very clear on those instructions and just feeling the movement from the rope between us while we're on the run. With the bike, it's as well feeling the movement of the bike and understanding the balance and making sure we can communicate quite well together.
So how long have you had the dream of participating in the Half Ironman?
This has only come up in the last year that I've really wanted to achieve that sort of goal. I started park running in the last 4 years and slowly progressed to something that big after I volunteered at the event last year doing massage. So it made me want to give it a go and see if that's something I can achieve and how to do it.
So how are you preparing?
I have training with Kylie from World Gym twice a week. I swim twice a week and also have to do some run and rides during the week with Kevin and Michael to train with them as well three times a week.
Anthony, what aspirations do you have for your sport? What do you want to achieve?
I'd like to prove that, you know, blind and vision impaired people can get amongst everything that anyone else can do and prove that we can do it, and just to finish it is the biggest goal for me.
But what about getting in and amongst it, as you say? Swimming in a mass gathering of people and not being able to see where the other competitors are, how are you going to go with that?
Just have to listen to where they are, try and feel, and hopefully my guide will also, before we take off, give me an idea of sort of where people are, because in the swim we're going to be tethered by the ankle, so I have to feel my guide again to be able to move me through the people and to keep up with my guide along the way as well.
So Anthony, your story is very inspiring, and I'm really glad that you got to find a training partner, and I look forward to following your progress, and maybe we could have another chat sometime in the near future about how you're progressing with it all.
Yeah, that would be great to do. If anyone wants to follow our progress, they can follow the Anthony's with the apostrophe S,
okay.
703.
Anthony, thank you very much for the time you've taken to speak to us today, and we certainly find your story very inspiring and look forward to further updates.
Thank you for having me on, Peter.